Power 98 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Charlotte, America, high today is going to be 75 degrees, 50 degrees with sunshine right now. And boy, speaking of sunshine, we got some sunshine in the building. Yes, good.
Madhouse
Y'all
Nation.
Y'all know I like them red.
You all have heard her song called More in the Morning. She is a part of Rock Nation. Let's have a round of applause for Miss Angelica Villa.
Come on now. Angelica Villa. Angelica Villa is live in the back. She's here.
I appreciate that. Thank you for having me.
Fellas out there in the car listening, yes, I'm going to give this one two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
And a
that's
good.
Love. That's love.
Yes, sir. As she came in with them heels, I was like, oh, you tall. You should have been a nice celebrity basketball game.
Yeah. It was like, you hella tall. That's the first thing he said to me.
It is.
He said, oh, you tall.
That's what normal short guys say to people.
You know what, Burpee? Get the food out your mouth before you start
talking. I ain't got no more food in my mouth,
it sound like
shut
it.
Shut up.
For those of for Madhouse Nation that might not be familiar with us, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Angelica Villa. I'm from the Bronx. I'm 20 years old, and I'm Dominican, and I'm an artist of all genres.
That's what's up. Wow. You got a, no, I ain't going to say, you favorite in, like, facial wise,
I already know what you're gonna say.
A little bit of Cardi B in the face, just a little bit. Just a little. Do you get that a lot though?
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
Y'all favorite.
I get a lot of different people though.
Mm-hmm.
I get like Fab's daughter. They say I look like her. Mm. They say that I look like Zendaya.
I can see that too.
Yeah. They tell me a lot. They say I look like Sin Santana.
Mm-hmm.
They say I look like Cardi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right here, you look like Cardi.
I've gotten Raven Simone.
Nah, I ain't gonna get
you. You got Raven?
Raven Simone.
Maybe Lil Raven.
Maybe the old Raven. Cause the new, never mind. I ain't gonna
Maybe
need
Lil
talk.
Raven.
I've gotten Raven Simone. A lot, actually.
Really?
You got Olivia Raven Simone, but not
Olivia.
Not grown Raven.
Not grown Raven. Yeah, not grown Raven.
Yeah, nah, we're not going to do you like that. We ain't going to do you like that.
Not Disney Channel Raven.
Nah, not that one. Not that one.
She's beautiful,
Raven.
Though. She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. She is
Queen.
Beautiful. Yes.
Yeah, you feel me?
So what made you want to start doing music in the first place?
I don't know. It was something that I just picked up on. Like, I've been singing since I was a baby. And I was 10 years old, and I just started doing videos on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And then just later on branched off to, like, start a platform on Instagram and posting videos on there.
All right, so you sing. We're going to see if you really can. Because down here in the Carolinas, you know we do singing. We got singers from the Carolinas. We're going to see if you can sing when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Charlotte's plug. We're coming right back to Power 98, y'all.
Charlotte traffic.
Hit and run accident on North Old State.
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It's No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Special guest in the Madhouse. Who we got, Miss Jessica?
We have Miss Angelica Villa.
Hello.
Representing Rock Nation.
Power 98, you feel me?
I love it. She was just in here talking a few minutes ago. Ooh, I love the way she talks.
Here it comes, Jeff.
I know you ain't talking the way you talk about Cardi B and the way she talks.
But I ain't say nothing about the young lady in the studio today.
They from the same spot, so they talk alike.
Angelica, you said you get Cardi B a lot, saying that you look like her. Out of Cardi B's, all of her ad libs, which one is your favorite?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Everybody else's favorite is mine is the, you know what I'm saying?
I like the
ow. Oh,
yeah. I like that one too.
What is it, Larry?
I like that one. What's your favorite, Burpee?
Anything Cardi says. Here you go. When she say burpee.
She never said that.
She did say burpee.
When? Where about?
It was, y'all don't know about it. It was secret.
Yeah. Where about?
But she only said it directly to you.
To me in the DM. She recorded
to me.
This for you. Burpee. Now, ooh. Do something to my spirit.
Yeah, these lies have been flying the last 2 days, I tell you, boy.
Hey. I ain't spewing mine on live, though.
So you got a brand new single.
Yes.
Let's talk about your new single called More in the Morning. What can I get more of in the morning?
Slick ass.
I I'm sorry, Angelica.
I just have to forgive that song. Wait a minute. Hold on now. That's the name of the song.
Freaky song.
So explain the song is what he's asking.
He want me to get into details, which we ain't going to do that because the song is self-explanatory, okay? Well, it's freaky.
That's what it is?
It's freaky.
Okay, let's get into it right now. More in the morning. Charlotte's Plug is Pot Out Here. Another Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, Angelica.
Hello.
Live inside the Madhouse. We're getting more in the morning.
You feel me?
I feel you. Trust me, I feel you. You sampled The Shine on that.
Bonnie and Shine.
Yeah.
With Barry to Levy on it.
What made you select that as a sample?
So when I first got signed with Fat Joe, the first trip that I had took was to Kool & Dre's studio.
Mm-hmm.
I was there for like 2 months and a half or three. And the first day, there was this dude named Covelius, and he had played me the song. So it was almost done. And then as I was cutting it, we ended up like rewriting the first verse together. And then for the second verse, Joe, he had stopped by in the studio, and I think I was alone. And then he was like, yo, what you doing? You want to know what you should do to that? He was like, you should do that. On the telephone, she heard my voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to pick her up in my room. I was like, oh, yeah. We going to add that in there. And then he had to leave. So, yeah, I left, and I finished off the four.
This
the
was four. That was hot, too.
Fat Joe. Working with Fat Joe. What is that experience like? Because we always see him with Remy. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that whole brotherhood, sisterhood. Uh-huh. What is it like with you coming in there and working with him?
I'm like his little, I don't want to say daughter because he has his own daughter, but mm-hmm. I'm like a little, like, I guess, I don't know. I'm like a kind of like that.
Family.
Yeah, they go. It's uh-huh. like, it's family. And so, I don't know, it's a blessing because he's like a mentor to me as well. Mm-hmm. So he studies me and he guides me when it comes to like the industry and stuff like that. So I'm attentive with all that stuff.
That's great.
So when you first heard, what was the feeling that went through you when you first heard your track being played on the radio?
Hey, it's just starting to feel surreal, and then everything else started happening after that. I'm like, yo,
mm-hmm.
like this is crazy. I couldn't mm-hmm. believe it for a hot minute, and then I started doing the promo tour with the radio station. I was like, ah!
You
know, for real.
You think about doing in reality shows like Love & Hip Hop New York or something like that?
Nah.
You're not interested?
I'm so interested in acting, so I would do like actual shows and mm-hmm. movies and stuff like that. But as far as reality TV shows,
right.
I've never been.
What is it like being a female in this industry? You know, sometimes they like to pin the female artists against each other, whether it's in the rap world or the R&B world or whatever. How do you deal with that? And what is it like being a female in this industry?
It's kind of difficult because everybody want to box you into mm-hmm. like everybody wants to label you. And if you look like a certain person or sound like a certain person or anything, then they're going to try mm-hmm. to be like, oh, she's another artist trying to be an artist.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
But they don't know like
the grind work to go in.
Right.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I mean, now, today, I feel like there's a lot more women coming into the industry, mm-hmm. which is a really great thing.
Yeah.
Because we starting to take over.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it is a little difficult trying to like, I guess, pave the way for yourself.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of musical artists out there, what different do you bring to the game? Like, what difference are you going to bring to the game?
I feel like it's, like, my style, like, my personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even think it has anything to do with, like, the sound. Because I can't say, like, I'm the only person who sounds like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a whole bunch of different artists out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's just my personality that sets me apart. Like, I'm crazy. And I'm bubbly at the same time.
So we can do this thing in the madhouse. It's called This or That. Give you two options, and you got to pick one or the other. Are we going
to
do it now or are we going to go to break?
Go to break, come back. We'll do it when we come back.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and we'll come back and do it.
Charlotte's Plug is proud of you.
The only hip-hop morning show is...
No Limit. Yeah.
Pop it out here, Charlotte's number one for Blaze the Hip-Hop and R&B. We going baby on baby. Baby 21. I'm out now, baby on baby. Make sure you go download that everywhere. Shout out to the baby from the city. What's up, big dog? And in the building, who we got, Miss Jessica?
Miss Angelica Villa. She's hanging out with us in the madhouse. Now, before we left, we said we were going to play This or That.
I'm so excited for that.
I'm going to give you two options, and you just pick one or the other.
All right,
here we go. Nike or Adidas?
Oh, why y'all got to send me
out? Yeah, that's what it's about. This or That.
Hey.
You got to pick
Nike.
One.
Nike.
Nike, okay. Reality TV or cartoons?
Cartoons.
Which one is your favorite?
Oh, Family Guy.
Oh, you like Family Guy? I like Family Guy.
Love Family Guy. Family Watch it every God. Night.
Or there's this new show called Big Mouth, but it's a little...
Family
Guy. Let's just say Family Guy.
Big Mouth.
Basketball or football?
Basketball.
Natural or weave?
Natural.
Brown or white liquor?
Oh.
White.
White? Kevin Hart or Cat Williams?
No answer.
No answer?
I plead the fifth.
All right, let's try this one. No LeBron shade. Or Kobe?
Damn.
Kobe and LeBron.
You set me up for the damn, the basketball fans, they going to come at me if I choose either or.
None. Either way.
You can say LeBron. LeBron. It's okay. You can say LeBron.
I have no idea. To be honest, I don't even watch basketball like that, so I can't really answer.
Okay.
Good answer.
Instagram or Facebook?
Instagram.
Rap or R&B?
R&B.
And last, kissing or cuddling?
I heard that song More in the Morning. It sounds like you like to kiss to me. I'm just
Next,
saying.
That. Almost honorable mention. Jessica, Larry, or Burpee?
All three.
Hey! Good answer.
So we also do celebrity first. You remember the first person you kissed?
No.
You don't remember the first person you kissed ever?
All right, yes.
Where was it? Why are you blushing, though?
I was in the sixth grade.
Your mama don't live down here. Don't worry about it.
All right, not in the sixth grade, but I was in middle school.
Okay.
It definitely wasn't a celebrity. He was not a celebrity, yeah. But he was my crush, and you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's it.
Do you still keep in contact with him?
Hell no.
Was he your first boyfriend as well?
No. To keep it a stack, I never had a boyfriend. I never been in a relationship.
Ever?
In your life?
Like, I'm not saying I never talk to people.
Yeah, right, but you right, never right. Had, you never called nobody your boyfriend?
No.
So what's the longest you ever been in a boyfriend situationship or whatever you call it?
A year and
That's a boyfriend!
Change.
Hold on, we're hanging out for a year now.
No. I can't even say it was a boyfriend because it was like a talking thing.
For a
but
year?
It was like on and off.
You might not have known, but he was in a relationship.
He was in a relationship. If we talking for more than a year, we go together.
If we out in public, I'm telling people that's my girlfriend.
We more than a year. Oh yeah, we go together.
I wasted my time. I can say that. I wasted my time.
But you was talking for more. But this still was your boyfriend. I mean, you have people that you know you waste your time
and
with, but it still was your boyfriend.
You let him know.
Yeah.
Oh well.
it was established between the both of us.
Oh okay.
Well, what was y'all talking for if y'all wasn't boyfriend together?
I mean, we was mostly arguing.
that makes sense.
And y'all was arguing about being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Got me spending all this money, and I ain't your boyfriend. What you mean? Got me going out every weekend, posting me on Instagram. I'm your boy.
Change your Facebook status.
I don't broadcast that.
That's what's
nothing,
up.
Nothing like that on Instagram.
This was
celebrity first. What's the first thing that you do when you wake up in the morning?
Brush my teeth.
Brush your teeth.
Yeah. Amen.
I felt like that was a trick question.
No, skip that
stuff. What was, celebrity first, what was the first song you recorded?
Oh my gosh, a song called Out the Rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a cheesy song. I wrote it after watching The Climb by Hannah Montana.
Really?
How does it go?
I gotta make it out the rooftop.
Hey.
Yeah. I just need to make it happen.
Hey.
Whoa. I just need to keep believing. Yeah, I can't watch it.
We got more with Angelica. We got more with
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.